Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your path crossed with Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones' son.
Hell yeah.
Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones' son. I know you played for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's my guy, man.
Don't you check? Stephen Jones.
Stephen is great, great people. No question about it.
Now, was he as high up then when you, like, he's a CEO?
I would say he was as high up as he is now, but he wasn't as influential and involved and had the power that he has now. He's Pop's right-hand man and the voice of reason a lot of the time. No question now.
Now, listen, the Cowboys all around, they should not have lost that game. They're a better team than the 49ers, but they did it all to themselves in every form and facet. And many people feel like the question today is, should Mike McCarthy be gone? Should his job be gone? And Stephen Jones, the COO, Director of Player Personnel, as you just, Clint just said, is Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, right-hand man, spoke to 105.3 The Fan, our sister station there in Dallas, spoke to them, and they were talking about that very thought, Mike McCarthy and his job being in jeopardy.
I don't know what you can say, what you want to say, but are you of the belief or are you confident that Mike McCarthy will continue to lead this team next season?
Absolutely, very confident.
Okay, absolutely and very confident. You said he's sometimes the voice of reason, sometimes he's his right-hand man.
Yeah.
Voice of reason. First, do you take that to the bank or as close to the bank that the Jones family will continue with Mike McCarthy? Because Jerry has been very complimentary of Mike McCarthy and really likes him. You take that to the bank?
No. Look, there's nothing that Jerry or Steven could say good, bad, or indifferent right now about Mike McCarthy that I would take to the bank. I think there's no doubt about it that they're gonna back their coach 100% until he's no longer their coach, which may be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. It may be 10 years from now. There's two things at play here that I think make this a very interesting topic. Is number one, the Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones are unbelievably loyal individuals. You can look at how long they committed to Jason Garrett, even though I think he left a lot to be desired at times and grew stale and ultimately,
I mean, they gave him almost a decade.
Yeah, I mean, he got 10 years, I believe. But nonetheless, you know, that's how loyal they are. He's a homegrown guy. That's how loyal they are. I don't know that they're going to treat Mike McCarthy the same way, but that's the type of people that we're dealing with, which I love that kind of loyalty. The problem is sometimes you got to cut and run.
Do you think this is one of those cases?
I think they need to strongly evaluate, and I believe 100% that Jerry is. I was going to say you got two things at play here. One, a very loyal guy. And number two, a guy that absolutely hates losing and hates losing in embarrassing fashion. And that's what yesterday was. I think Will McClay, Stephen Jones, and Jerry Jones have done a hell of a job putting a team together that should win a lot of football games and should be a Super Bowl contender. I know they have their weak spots. There's no question about it. And I know, Sho, you said it earlier, I don't think they're as good as they think they are. You're probably right there. But they're still as talented a group as there is in the playoffs. I mean, in the playoffs right now. Are there holes? Yeah, that they have to overcome? Sure. But they're as talented a group as anybody out there. When you put all things together on both sides of the football, I firmly believe that they were failed this year by coaching. I think that when you watch the way that game unfolded yesterday, They were the most undisciplined football team all year long. What hurt them yesterday? Mm. Penalties.
14 penalties.
All year long, they showed the propensity to abandon the run when they don't need to abandon the run. What happened yesterday? Abandon the run, down 16 points midway through the third quarter. I'm getting hit on social media about, well, they're down 16. They got to abandon the run. Hey, fool, there's 6 minutes left in the third quarter. You got a lot of football left to be played. And you've got an offense that at any moment in time with wide receivers and running backs that could take it the distance. Like, there's no need to panic. I mean, so you talk about the penalties. You talk about abandoning the run. You talk about the lack of preparation down the stretch in critical moments. You talk about the lack of preparation on the fake punt that they ended up converting successful. And then whatever they tried to do after that, I know what they tried to do, but I'm just saying it turned into a delay of game penalty, first and 15, lack of execution, lack of preparation.
There were many occasions when they tried to do stuff that it seemed like everybody didn't know.
Correct.
What was coming.
And to me, that's indicative of a head coach that's not crossing T's and not dotting I's. And when we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, it's one of the top jobs in all of sports. To have a coach in there that's not at the very least crossing T's and dotting I's is it's unacceptable, man. I don't know any other way to put it. When I look at my years in Dallas with when it ended was with Parcells, and Parcells was the most detail oriented coach I've ever been around. Worked situational football to a fault, and I'm talking about taught it up and down the roster. All your first, second, third string guys in the preseason were going to know, all the different situations that you could possibly get in and what the team was going to do if you were put in those situations. To watch that Cowboy game unfold the way we watched it unfold yesterday is 100% unacceptable. Now, you can look at your young offensive coordinator that's getting looks as head coach around the country and say, around the league, and say, well, you know, he's the OC. He's responsible. Agreed, 100%. Those are things that a good offensive coordinator would be prepared for. You can look at your $40 million a year quarterback and say, hey, in that moment, he should have known the process to get that ball snapped and clocked and give his team a chance.
How does that process work? Like I'm just doing it like, because I watch and I'm thinking, and what we're talking about, 14 seconds left in the game at the 49 or 40. Right? In my mind, I'm thinking you got two plays to try to get into the end zone. All right, you got two plays. They've done pretty well in getting two passes on the sideline that got them out of bounds to get them to that point. And then they try to do a quarterback draw, which Dak tries to get down in time. Right. Like, does that comes in your head? And you, I mean, if I'm sitting there and I'm Dak and that comes in my headset, someone tells me that, I'm like,
well, I mean, it was out of a timeout.
Yeah,
they sat over there and talked about it, of how it was going to be executed, and then went out there and somehow tried to eliminate the referee from the process. That's the baffling part, is that if you work on that every single day and if you're working on it properly with the right details, the ref is involved.
Do you think they went and told the ref? Like, is that something even you would go as far
as
to tell the ref to be ready?
Absolutely.
Because when I watch basketball, they'll tell them, hey, we're fouling. We're fouling right away.
So out of a timeout, there's no reason that Dak couldn't have done it. There's no reason that one of the offensive coaches couldn't have stepped out to the numbers and said, hey, we're going to run a quarterback draw here. Make sure you chase the play, stay close, and get the ball spotted for us. You know, we need you to – yeah, absolutely. But I mean, if Dak's – like, Dak, the only thing that Dak Prescott should have done was get those guys off of him, find the stripes, and hand the football to him. And even if the process is find your center and hand the ball to your center, the center should then find the stripes and hand the ball to the stripes, not get in his stance and Dak get under the center, and then the referee have to run you over to get to – because the referee has to legally touch the ball. Yeah, he has to spot the ball. And so – That is the fireable offense here, if you will, is that you're talking about one of the best jobs, one of the biggest jobs in all of pro sports, and you've got a guy at the helm that botched a process that you should have had perfected in training camp. That's ultimately
looked like it was the first time they'd done that.
That's it.
As a group, because it was, because Dak seemed ill prepared. Like I said, you would have thought you would have told somebody, if you're going to do that, listen, trail it. We need you to be right on this. And you would have thought Dak would have grabbed the ball because he had it to hand it to the official, let him get out of the. And then there were other players that were just moseying around and didn't really know, need to get back.
Yeah, and it just and look, and then so on top of that, like if that would have just, I thought Ryan Clark earlier, I was listening to him earlier, he made a great point. Like if this was a coach that had won a Super Bowl and was notoriously really good at clock management and you know, this was just kind of one of those where what the hell
went
on, then you could probably accept it. But the truth of the matter is that you've got a team that all year long has done things like this. You got a team all game long gave you reason to doubt they were going to be able to execute down the stretch. I mean, that's the fact of the matter is when you watch it in the way it ended, you start going backwards and you start looking at all the situations that like, what the hell was that? What the hell was this? What the hell was that? And it's all almost like a panic mode. I don't know that anybody should be fired, but they should damn sure be evaluated firmly.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.